Hello, Land Investors. Willie G from landinvestingpros.com. And today I'm going to talk to you about the importance of singularity of focus, the importance of ignoring distractions and ignoring the shiny object. And shiny object syndrome is a very real thing. It has bugged me in the past. It will bug me in the future. And staying disciplined, having the courage to ignore the shiny object is the most important thing. For you to be successful as an entrepreneur and as you're getting started in this land investing business, or if you have started, continuing to ignore the shiny object, that's really how you're going to 10x your income and be an entrepreneur that goes really, really deep into a niche rather than an inch deep and a bunch of different things, which the entrepreneur who goes a mile deep is going to be way more successful and earn a significant amount more income than the entrepreneur who goes an inch deep into a bunch of different things. And so that's the topic. Before I get into it, I want to mention, if you are interested in getting started in the land investing business, or you're looking for a different perspective, please visit landinvestingpros.com. See what we have to offer. We have a comprehensive course on land investing. And we go deep into selecting markets, selecting the hottest markets in the country. We do that better than anyone else out there. And we combine that with a comprehensive sales and marketing approach, which is, if you combine choosing hot markets with our marketing approach, you will do really, really well and way better than the average land investor. So if you're interested, please go to landinvestingpros.com, find out more of what we have to offer. And we are offering a mastermind for land investors who are interested, a 12-month commitment. If you're interested in joining and joining our mastermind, it's Paul and myself, and we are not holding anything back. If you're interested, if you are looking to expedite your growth, or you are a more advanced land investor, you've done some deals, and you want to pick our brains, this mastermind is right for you. Please email me at Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, at landinvestingpros.com if you want to find out more about our mastermind. So with that, let's get back into the topic, which is the power of focus and ignoring the shiny objects and focusing on the main thing. So from my experience, I started land investing. The first shiny object for me was really, it was the first distraction rather for me was really my corporate job. So I started doing this in several years ago, and the main thing should have been for me was the land investing business, because that was the most profitable thing. And it really took a moment for me to I had to analyze how much time I was spending my job, how much time I was spending doing land investing, and what the P&L was, so what the dollar per hour for each activity was. And that really allowed me to understand that, well, spending twice, if not three times, the amount of time at my corporate job, and I am earning less than half the income. So you don't have to be a math major or a rocket scientist to understand that what activity I should be spending more time at. And that is clearly land investing, because the dollar per hour is 6-7x that of my corporate job. So the first first step is realizing, well, this activity is way higher dollar per hour. The second thing that you need to do and overcome is the ability to turn down income that you could otherwise make by spending your time doing a lower dollar per hour activity. So in this situation, the lower dollar per hour activity that I was currently spending some time on was a guaranteed income for my corporate job. And for me to quit that and the guaranteed income that I would have earned for that I was getting every single paycheck is hard to turn down. And so the first step is having the courage to actually recognize what your more important dollar per hour activity is. And the second step is really committing and focusing only on that activity and ignoring everything else and foregoing any lost income from the alternate activity that is a lower dollar per hour activity. So that is the exercise that I went through. The second transformation I went through with this was with my coaching business. And so I started doing land investing for a little while on my own without, after I quit my corporate job, I started scaling it, built it to a seven-figure business. And then I was like, hey, let's try to, now that I learned this business, let's try to blow up this coaching business. Let's try to teach people how to do it and make some money on the side as well. And so I went through that process, and 6, 7, 8 months into it, I realized, well, I'm spending a ton of time doing this. And while it's very rewarding, I'm meeting a lot of people, I'm networking, I'm learning a lot of things because I'm working with these individuals. The dollar per hour commitment to land investing coaching was just simply not what it was for my investing business. So clearly I'm on this podcast right now and explaining my thought process. I'm still doing the coaching, but I had to take a step back and analyze what I was doing from a high level and say, hey, this one-on-one coaching, all this content production is really taking a lot of my time, and the ROI is simply not there for me. So it took me a long time, and it, for anyone doing any niche in real estate and really just being an entrepreneur, it's always always attractive, at least to some, at some levels, to kind of teach people to do what you're doing. And I think it provides a lot of value to people. It provides a lot of value to myself. But it's often easy to get distracted from the thing that actually got you to where you are and where you and prevent you. And by spending time doing something, anything that was a distraction of what got you to where you are, can certainly prevent you from scaling. So what is that shiny object for you right now? What is that thing that's distracting you from the high dollar per hour activity that you should be focused on? So for me, with the coaching business, I have decided to cut back individual one-on-one coaching. I have decided to cut back all content production outside of this podcast. And so I am spending much less time on my coaching business and really 100% dedicated to growing and scaling, figuring out the ins and outs of the land investing business, and trying to, I mean, our goal is to sell 100 properties a month, and we see no reason we can't get there. And anything, any activity that takes us away from that is, in our view, at some level a distraction. So while we will continue to do this coaching business, sell courses, we are doing it in a scalable way. So we're creating podcasts, ignoring every other form of content, and we're doing one-to-many coaching like this mastermind that I mentioned to earlier. And so that we can scale our time as efficiently as possible. So obviously the digital online course is very scalable for us because it doesn't take any of our time to sell any of these courses. And so again, our goal is 100 properties a month. We are at around 80 for the month of November, and see no reason we can't get to, we're at 75 to 80 for the month of November. We think in the next few months, we will get to 100 last month. We don't think there's any company on the planet who is doing our volume. I could be wrong, but we think we're doing more volume in land than anyone else out there. And it's because we have this power of focus. We have not only ourselves, but our team, who is 100% dedicated to land investing. And so for you as the entrepreneur, as the person who's looking to get started in land investing, or who has started and is looking to grow and scale, who's listening to this podcast because, well, we might have some insight into this path. My advice for you today is do a time audit. What are you spending your time on today? What are you spending your time on this week? And bucket the categories of activities that you're spending your time on into whatever makes sense for you. Is it your job? Is it your land business? Is it something else that you're working on? And then come up with a P&L over the past several months of each of those activities, and then find what your high dollar per hour activity is, and then make a plan to spend more time on that activity and forego the income of those other two activities or other couple activities that you had categorized. So do a time audit and make a plan to focus on your highest dollar per hour activity. I think that will treat you well and allow you to focus on what's important. So hopefully that makes sense to everyone. It's always important for myself and Paul and our team to understand what the most important thing is. So there's no ambiguity of what should be worked on, and that has treated us very well. So hopefully you're having a nice, wonderful day today, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks.